You know, in the Old Testament, they acknowledge their instruments. But they say the New Testament only says sing. Well, that's King James, you see. This word in Greek is psalo. Sing psalms is one word, psalo, which means to make a psalm. And the word literally means, psalo means to thrum with the fingers, as one would play instruments. A psalm is an accompanied piece of singing. It's a psalm literally has music with it. It'd be like the difference between us saying singing and song, songing. Like we played songs is what psalm is. To psalm is to make songs. Not songs, but I mean not to sing songs, but more like to make music and singing. I don't think we have an equivalent word in English. But the word literally means music and words together. It does not mean just, oh, I'm only singing. And it does not mean we are only to be a cappella in church. It's ridiculous. Again, you guys are judges. You are the lawgivers. You do err. So as any sick, let him call for the elders of the church. Again, this isn't a law either. You don't have to have the elders. Though, you ask in faith, call the elders of the church. Let them anoint you with oil. There's nothing wrong with obeying it, but I'm just saying, I don't think this it'll be the only way I can be healed. Anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. I wonder if that raise him up is one word. And I'm curious what word. I'm just curious if it's like resurrection. Extend. I don't think it is. But I don't know. I marked something. Raise up. Whatever. I'm not going to look at the note. The Lord will raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. To forgive him is like to send forth, to send off, to remove, taken away. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that they may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth but the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he sound like an interesting time period there. The tribulation is, I hate that word. In the book of Revelation, it talks about the time and times, and time, times, and half a time. Revelation 1,260 days, which is about equivalent to 3 years and 6 months. He prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, hold on, stop there. Elijah, confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another. Nothing wrong with confessing your faults, your slips, your errors. That's what I do as I teach. I'm actually confessing to you. It's confession in here. I'm not afraid. You know why? Because it's like God knows. You're not going to hold me to account. He's going to hold me to account. He's going to also forgive me. By him I will stand. I confess my faults to you, not so you can say, I admonish you, or I say 10 Hail Marys. Blah, 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 blah. Confess your faults to the priest. Nonsense. Priest should confess his faults to the congregation. I'd like to see some of that. How about that? No, they confess only to other priests. Go to the bishop. You hypocrites. Disgusting. Acknowledge your faults. One to another. Why? Is it so he can forgive me, so I can be embarrassed? It's to encourage. I tell people about my past. You know, not just like, okay, what happens when you obtain righteousness and the fullness of it? What do you do? Confess false? Well, hey, Christ came to earth to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Let me tell you all the things I've done. When you get to that point, all the more reason to speak, because there's no more shame. You can speak of everything you ever did. I really look to a form where I can look back without shame and say, hey, you know, here's everything I ever did. And God, he's given me now something much better. Godliness, righteousness, of a sound mind. We pray for each other, for healing, for strengthening, for righteousness, and the effectual, the effectual. I think the effectual refers to energized, energio, which is a Greek word for one of the works for work. It's the work in motion, that energetic. Doesn't this mean like, hey, but it can be, It is a effectual fervent prayer. It's a prayer that is working. I think effectual fervent makes it in English, because you see in that the real sincerity. It avails much. What does it mean, avail? It is strong, is what that word is. It means it's strong. It's powerful. Elias was a man subject to like passions. Subject to like passions is actually one word in Greek. They had a word for it. Homeopathos. Or homeopathos. Like homeopathic. It means similarly affected. It means he is of like affections. He is affected just like us, Heat made him hot. Cold made him cold. Hit him on the knee and it hurt. It wasn't like a Superman. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain. Rain down the earth by 3 and 6. Look at the two witnesses in the book of Revelation. Have the ministry of Elijah. They bring about, that's why I say, in the end times, the work of the church is not to, we're not going to be doing like Jesus, walking through the streets, healing random people. Though I suppose that could go on too. But what I see in the book of Revelation is fire coming out of people's mouths. They're going to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will, so that it rain not in the days of their prophecy. Well, what are the days of their prophecy? 1,260 days. Was it 2,000? Let's see. I want to make sure that was the right time period. 3 days and a half. 203 score days. 1,203 score days. That's how long they prophesy. Just like Elijah. See that Elijah missed. That's why some people think, it's Elijah! Look at, John came and Jesus said, if you will receive him, this is Elijah which was for to come. Elijah isn't going to be reincarnated. Elijah isn't going to be resurrected. But God is going to put the same prophetic spirit on Elijah.